right up and get your products over here.
The black market.
All right, promoting his product in the black market, we have Master Mask Maestro Xavier Garcia from Altered Flesh Effects. What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
No relation to Jerry, like Jerry? No relation?
No, unfortunately not. That would be cool, though.
That would be cool. All right, so let's talk about Altered Flesh Effects. It's you and your brother Juan. You guys are the owners / mask makers. You guys both design do you both sculpt?
I do mostly the half mask sculpting, and my brother does mainly all the full masks and everything else.
When did you guys start this?
We started it back around 2010. Is when we started getting into sculpting and making them.
Way back in 2010. I remember that. I remember it well. Starting off, well, how many masks did you have? What was your selection like?
I think when we started, we had 1, 2, 3, maybe like 3 or 4 masks when we first started. So it wasn't a huge, huge selection right away.
And then,
of course,
and how many do you have now? 5?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head.
You have at least 6, right?
Oh, we have more than that.
just busting your balls. I mean, but you have like 20-plus masks. You have half masks, full masks. What else do you got? What do you got? Give us what you got.
Oh. Well, I can't give you everything we have. We know we need some surprises there for everybody.
All right. Well, you're here to sell, so you can't keep everything a surprise.
That's true. But we're working on some new half mask sculptures. Like the reaction to the half mask that we have, we're actually really good. You know, we don't have like your typical little half mask that's thrown out there. I wanted it to be more like if you really did peel someone's face off and then, you know, reconfigured it or reconstructed it and stitch it in different ways to create different things and different effects. So I wanted to go with more of the butcher feel than anything else. So we have quite a couple half masks coming out that still have that feel. So they'll blend in very nicely with the line.
What gets your rocks off as far as the sculpting and that? I mean, like, what types of masks or half masks do you like gravitate towards when you're sculpting, when you're creating?
Honestly, it's all with whatever I can sit down and think of. Like, I try to think of something that hasn't quote unquote been done yet, as far as manipulating, you know, flesh into something else. So I'll try to come up with a design that'll look like something, but it's mutilated flesh and distorted here and there to create that design. So it's more of using the human face as a canvas to create something else.
How did you get started?
It really started with Juan. He sculpted way back when, just for fun. And then, me and him always did our Halloween thing. Like, we used to love dressing up for Halloween. And gradually over the years, you know, we went from little makeup to prosthetics. And then, you know, one year we landed into the silicone mask world, and we really liked them. So he came up with the idea that, you know, why don't we try to make our own, design our stuff, and, you know, and eventually bring it out to the world and see what they think about it.
And what did they think?
Well, we've gotten a lot of very positive reactions. It's really cool being part of the silicone mask world, you know, and all the other companies that we meet. Like, they're very great guys. And then every year, you know, you see new mask companies come out and new sculptors showing out their abilities and everything. And I think it's really cool that, you know, more people are getting into it and showing the world this silicone art, as I view it.
Do you find that it's a friendly competition between the different companies, or is it kind of more cutthroat, as in some of the rest of the haunt industry it seems to be? But what are your thoughts?
I mean, honestly, for me, the way that I view it, I don't really view it as competition. I view it more as, again, like these silicone masks, I view them as art pieces. So you can't really sit there and say that well, that art piece over there is better than this person's art piece, and, you know, they're going to sell more and stuff like that. So, I like I said, I like when new companies come out or new, you know, new sculpts and new masks from other companies and everything. It showcases their ideas and their concepts and everything, and I think it's really cool. Like, to me, it's a nice thing to have all these selections for all your haunt owners. That way they can, you know, make their haunt what they want to be by using a product from this company, a product from this company, and never having to deal with repetition over and over and over again. They can have many different masks, many different sculpts from all the companies.
Yeah, because if you're looking for a specific character for a specific room or set, it has nothing to do with which company it comes from. It's that you're looking for that the right piece. You're looking for the right mask for that character, the signature character for that room, whatever.
Yep.
You happen to have it, boom, there they go, right?
So you know, it's kind of nice seeing the haunts that have a mask from this company, a mask from that company, and then a mask from our company, and, you know, it complements their haunt. So those three masks are in the same area, and they give an entire different look and feel to each of their actors, but it gives the entire, it brings that fear to life to their customers and everything because of it. So I like that aspect of it.
What is your hottest seller? What are a couple of the masks that you seem to crank through? You just constantly
Now, recently, the two hottest sellers that we've had are our Subject Zero mask with the modifications added, like the chin and the clown nose. So our Subject Zero turned into the clown version is a really, really good seller for us. And our Ancient One is another good seller for us. We've been selling quite a couple of those, too. And our JR, our new JR mask for this year, actually sold very well.
Do you have any other type, other products outside of the masks and half masks?
At this moment in time, we're actually working on a project for a haunted house that's actually starting in California this year. So we've been developing masks and props and stuff for them.
Props are on the horizon.
Of course.
Okay.
We always like to have new things. Like, we don't want to focus just on one thing. Like, again, I like creativity. I like creating different things. And so does my brother. So when it comes to offering different products, like, we want to be there for that. We want to do that.
What do you have new for 2013 or planned for 2014?
Well, we do have
2039.
Well, like I said, we have so many ideas. They're always quote unquote thrown on the table. And little by little, we'll pick one out and we'll work with that one, and then we'll pick another one out and work with that one. And of course, as you do that, more ideas are going to be thrown at you because, you know, you're going to see things or you're going to have these ideas and these thoughts and, you know, all this new stuff comes to mind. So, as far as now, like, of course, we have some new mask sculpts that will be showing up very shortly, as well as new half mask sculpts as well, and props around the corner, so we'll have that too. But aside from that, there's other ideas that are laying on the table that I think once we get to them and once we create them, it's going to be something a little different that isn't in the silicone world right now.
What separates Altered Flesh from, I don't know, the other companies out there? Like, what really makes you guys unique?
We strive to create whatever it is that the haunt owner is looking for. So regardless of what they're looking for, we will always try to create it for them. So people don't just look at what we have on our website and think that that's it. Like, we get calls from people asking for custom things, either custom masks or custom props or, you know, even things that aren't master props, even costumes and anything else. So we're the type that will sit down once someone asks us or tells us exactly what they're looking for, is we'll sit down and we'll break down every possible solution on how to create this for them, and we'll actually get back to them and be like, look, this is what we can do for you, this is how we can do it, and we'll throw, you know, two or three different ideas on the table and different routes how to do it. And then once they pick one, then we'll go there and do it for them. It's more of the customer service than anything else, honestly.
All right. Well, continued success with Altered Flesh Effects. Oh, and you guys are giving away a mask to one of our extremely fortunate minions.
Yes, we are.
This month, and how's that going to work out? So they can contact you and say, okay, I want whoever the winner is. They can say, contact you guys and say, hey, I want this mask. Is there a certain price range, or is there like a limitation as far as what they could order as far as the mask is concerned?
I'm pretty sure it'll be like last time's contest that we ran, I guess it was, for the winner, where there was a price range. But it was a nice price range, pretty much where all our masks fall in, honestly.
Yeah, so you really would have to ask, you'd be really being a greedy son of a bitch and trying to get, like, the most expensive mask you guys possibly produce. Yeah, you can't do that, people. You can't do that. That's not the way this works.
But no, again, it's one of those things where customer satisfaction and customer service is going to be priority. So, you know, we'll always work with something. So it's nothing to be like, oh, well, I can't really go with that. You know what? Just talk to us. Let us know what you're looking for.
Go to alteredfleshofacts.com.
I was going to say, this haunt season, just be on the lookout. So some of our new product is going to be used at some haunted houses this haunt season. So just check us out. If you see us, let us know.
Hauntcast. Haunting Halloween and horror.